This is From the Hip with Dawn Burks
and Tanya Hawks.
We talk about ish. You know, the same ish you talk about.
What's up, girl?
Hey, girl. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yes. Glad to be back.
It is. We're back. And we're in January. That means only a couple more months to Empire comes back home, which is great. Like,
right. But before Empire comes back, have and have not
stayed
back.
Thank you, Tyler Perry. Thank you for coming back. We had the first episode on Tuesday. And it went out strong.
Yeah.
Came back strong. What was your thoughts on it, though?
My thoughts on it were that the scenes are showing. And by that, I mean that his writing, he's stretching every scene out.
It is a stretch out.
Yeah. That could have been a 30-minute episode. People are repeating themselves.
I know. It's just
and explaining.
I mean,
things
how many times did Candace need to run back and forth in that
right.
kitchen
and we
trying
see
to get
her
to sit down?
And
then they get in the shower. I'm like, ooh, we about to see something
I know.
Happen.
I'm like,
they're both distraught.
Is he about to become ungay?
I know. And then all of a sudden that went off. I was like, why did we have that long him getting in the shower? Her at the mirror. That just seemed to be a stretch.
Because he wanted to show off his body, which looks like it's sculpted. It looks like somebody painted it on.
No, wait a minute.
That's a compliment. That's a compliment.
You didn't say it with a smile, so I didn't know.
Because I got mad about him thrusting his man boobs in my face. Because, look, I'm going to tell you, Jeffrey, not the actor, I support actors, but Jeffrey, the character, he got to be the dumbest person.
Well, wait a minute. Why you gotta be dumb?
I'm sorry. He calling the police. She said, you sit over there and drink.
No, I gotta say, I agreed with Jeff.
Now, he should have called the police,
it's a cover-up.
But for the sake of the narrative, it has to be a cover-up. Candace is not calling the police.
I know, because of her shadiness, but I thought it was smart to call the police. Oh, he said, who's going to believe me? Well, you just got a guy that just got out the pen in your house.
That's
self-defense.
But think about it. She had to explain to him.
She got all kind of dirt, yeah.
She had to explain to him so many things. Jeffrey, listen to me.
But I thought his acting was great because I thought it was realistic. You just killed somebody.
I'm with him all of that. I just felt like maybe he could have shown a little bit more smartness about himself.
But I thought he was
a little bit more intelligent.
I thought he was so frazzled because he knows in his head, if we don't call the police, all of a sudden it looks like we're covering up. Now they got to go hide the body and all this other stuff. Whereas to me, you got this guy that just got out the pen. He comes in. He's choking her, trying to kill her. She's got to have choke marks around her neck. It was self-defense.
The fact that, and also the thing with him being dumb that made me think of him being that way was when she sat there and talked him out of his first mind, which was calling the cop, by telling him, I've studied law, but you never became a lawyer. I studied law and we stabbed him multiple times, and that means that the DA is going to see it this way.
See, she just don't want the police up in her business.
But that's what makes me think, Jeffrey, come on, man.
Yes, you're right. She doesn't want the police up in her business because that girl got some skeletons.
She runs him. Think about his mama. His mama had to do everything but castrate him before he finally jettisoned her.
You're right.
Everybody around him just uses and abuses him, and I need him to either turn evil like his mama or just get smart and get some money and leave.
Well, getting money, that's the key. Now, let's talk about getting evil. Wyatt. Wyatt is horrible now. I mean, he's just
evil?
Can I get my trust fund?
Right.
He just wants his money and he's going to turn everybody in.
But maybe he's just finally about him. Maybe it's not evil.
So. But his parents have just kind of covered for him.
I know.
But anyway, so they're all in jail.
That's awesome. I love seeing Veronica in her cornrows.
I know. They were like, I love that part. They was like, your hair? And she was like, what about it? And old girl, what's her name?
Catherine
was like, that's her hair.
But Catherine,
like, it's a wig.
Catherine played the clueless white woman part to
she
perfection.
Did. It was beautiful.
Because you know that's what happens is that some of the white people right. will see a black person with short hair one day and long hair the next.
They're like, how did it grow?
Oh my God, your hair grew so long.
It's obvious that y'all got a wig on.
Right.
And so she pulls off her wig and Catherine's like, and even later that day, she's like, can we talk about the hair?
and she just said, no.
I thought that was great. That was great
writing.
Now, see,
if one of my friends asked me. Right, it was excellent writing because it was so true to life.
It was so true.
Because if one of my friends asked me about my hair, according to how close we are, I'm going to talk to them about it because I like helping. You know, ignorant is not a mean thing to say about somebody. Right. If you don't know, you just don't know. So I like educating.
I know. I did the same thing with Tanya.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tanya Isaac, right. Porter. She'll ask about it, and then you'll tell her, she's like, not just too complicated.
Right. Did you
that's
see
too the, much work.
Did you see the video going around on Facebook with the white woman who was mad at the black folks because she said that we've been keeping the secret about the butters, cocoa butter, shea butter. She said she's been using regular lotion and now she used cocoa butter for the first time and her life has changed. And she mad at black people for keeping it a secret.
Oh, wait a minute.
She wants to know what other secrets we're keeping.
Well, we got some secrets.
We got some secrets. Although I'm gonna tell you, Black Twitter has been releasing the tea, has been just telling all our stuff.
So if you want to know about black folks, look at Black Twitter.
I want Black Twitter, all y'all guys on Twitter. I want y'all to watch Married at First Sight for Tarnell's sake.
I want to watch that too.
Cause it's hard on a sister watching.
But you know, Nancy Grace was giving that bad reviews, man, on CNN.
Well, of course, because she wouldn't believe in anything like that.
Yeah, she had already interviewed him.
It's probably morally irresponsible.
Because right. She was like, basically, if he did do it, they're saying that the cops killed this person to set him up. And that's just, she just thought it was very
realistic. You're talking about Megan a murderer. Look you up. We all mixed up.
What you talking about?
I was talking about Married at First Sight.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tommy.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
My bad.
I didn't catch that transition.
It's the first show of the year.
Please excuse us, dear viewers.
Excuse us.
I'm trying to force over. Don gonna say something to offend somebody anyway. So this is okay.
And I'll make you forget all about whatever just
You'll
happened.
Forget all about it. Don't worry about it. Okay. Let's rewind a few minutes.
Speaking of offensive,
what?
Those jokers in Oregon. Talking about they're doing the same thing that Rosa Parks has done.
I know, I saw that. What is going on? Are they still, they're still there, right? How many days has it been?
Our government has said that they're cutting off the power. I want to know why you
didn't. Power ain't cut off yet?
Look, why you didn't do that day one?
I can't believe the power's there. Well, there are some people online saying if they were black or Muslim.
Oh, yeah.
Muslim, ooh.
That they would have bombed it by now and be carting out dead bodies. It's like, but people are, this is how not serious people are taking it. On Twitter, of course, they're giving them like nicknames. Like my favorite one is Vanilla ISIS.
What is it? Y'all-Qaeda?
Y'all-Qaeda.
No, wait a minute.
Y'all-Qaeda. Okay, Vanilla ISIS.
But see, it's so. Even CNN, okay, so when they had the Ferguson stuff, that was like 24/7.
Yeah.
They show them, and that's
what people don't understand.
Oregon, but just a little.
When black people get upset about this thing, and people think we get upset out of proportion to what the thing is,
right.
Put it side by side.
Right.
You had boots on the ground in Ferguson. You had Geraldo Rivera there inciting violence where there was none.
Well,
I ain't got no love for him. He can come at me all he want. My job better than his. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. But when you put it side by side,
yes.
We see the difference. We have eyes. And those of us who don't have eyes got people to tell us what they see.
Well, one of our colleagues who loves to play devil's advocate. So,
he does. We're gonna invite him one day, and y'all will see.
He said, you know, the difference in this situation, and you think about this. Mm-hmm. I'm not totally convinced. He said the difference in this situation is that this is a federal thing, and he said all those other incidents, those have been local cops running up, shooting people, ambushing, can't wait for little Jimmy to get out the car for he got a gun in his face. But he said the feds are handling it differently, and it's the feds. Okay. He said, so you can't really point to another instance where the feds ambushed somebody. Right.
Now, I will give him
that. Look at
Davidian,
the Burks Davidian.
Right. That's true. I will give him that on the surface of it.
Right.
But in those other instances, who finally had to respond? The feds. They had to put boots on. They had to bring people in because the local cops were not up to the task.
They've had this local sheriff dude speaking out saying, leave our town,
Yeah. He's
my thing, if we had this in Dallas and you get some vigilantes or whoever, they go and try to hold up the federal building, you don't think DPD going to be out there?
Oh, yeah. You know,
try to keep them back.
DPD, look, DPD has had headquarters shut up before. I'm surprised they had shot more people.
Really, right?
I'm surprised.
We're trying to keep DPD away from there.
I know.
But
DPD is going to take them down. Remember the dude that was holed up in the car? And yes. DPD sent the robot
in to take him out.
Right.
DPD.
DPD don't play. That's why they got their own TV show, The First 48.
I know my daddy called the other day, I'm scared for you to be in Dallas.
I said,
you watching The First 48. Tommy gave us the 10-minute warning.
Because
I wasted a little time in my confusion about
I did.
Love at first sight.
Right. Bill Cosby was charged.
Yes, I saw that.
Right at the deadline.
They had like a month to go. It was before the 12-year limit.
Now, the 12-year limit. It was a few days.
What's your take on January 1st? I'm almost scared to ask you this question. And I'm going to ask for forgiveness before I do it.
I'm pleading the fifth.
To the viewers. What do you think about this Cosby stuff, girl?
I'm pleading the fifth.
I refuse.
Because you're caught between a rock and a hard place on this. Number one, we have a justice system that people have to go through, right? And people are not guilty until they're proven guilty. People are innocent until proven guilty.
But it ain't stopped us from having opinions before.
Right. It's stopping me in this instance.
Okay. Oh, man.
It's stopping me in this instance. On the other hand, there's always smoke from a fire. That's a lot of smoke.
That's a lot. Did you see the headline?
Even if it's 30-something women? Even if half of them are lying?
That's still a lot of women left.
If all of them are lying, there's one woman out there who hadn't opened her mouth.
Yeah, that's true when you think about.
But
are there more people?
Then the other thing you think about, he's copped to giving people drugs to have sex with them. But what kind of pill did you think he was giving you?
Well, there was one lady that said they were doing a scene together and it involved wine and she didn't drink. He was like, oh, well, you know, you need to get into the role. Mm-hmm. So she drank the wine, and then she just was out. But, you know, the headline in I think it was the New York Observer, the headline was, he said, she said, she said, she said, she
right.
said.
Right, and that headline was glorious.
Speaking as a headline writer, that headline was glorious.
Right. Like, my dream is to work for them and write headlines. But
I hope our editors ain't watching this.
Me too.
And you know Tommy ain't going to cut that down.
You know what? I ain't got nothing to lose.
Oh, well. On that note, what else do... Let me see.
President Obama had his news conference.
Oh, why you got to end on a sad
honey, it wasn't sad. It was awesome. It was glorious is my word today. Soul Brother number 44...
Wait a minute.
Cry.
He is the president.
Uh-uh. Number 44, I gave him his due. Listen, all I'm saying is people don't understand. People think when a black person cries that maybe it's a sign of weakness or a sign of...
Uh-oh.
No.
Uh-oh.
Obama was mad.
He cried. He was angry.
He was angry. And that's where those tears came from.
Well, some people were saying... You know, especially if you were far right, you were saying, oh, they were fake tears. I don't know too many Americans that won't well up when you're talking about the death of children.
Didn't someone have the nerve to say he had an onion at the podium to make him cry?
Oh, my God, I didn't hear that.
Honey, I cut onions enough. I'd only cry when they super fresh.
Now he was, you know, he was feeling it. He was feeling it.
It was in his soul.
And there was one point where I said, that's the money shot. When he went like this.
And
I said,
that's
the money shot.
Everybody did, too. Everybody had on the front.
That's a money shot right
but
there.
But you know, he felt that in his soul. It reminded I kept waiting for him to break out into an old Negro spiritual. Swing low.
Tommy, we need to go ahead and wrap this one up.
He did it before. Remember when he went to...
You didn't just see that spiritual...
What is this? Come on now.
No, you know, Lord. Tommy, did we get everything? We didn't get the Trump, God bless him. He's saying that Cruz is a birther, whatever. The birther conspiracy.
Read the paper, because
DallasNews.com picks us up.
And Sandra Bland, the officer, has been indicted on a perjury charge.
It's a misdemeanor A.
It's a misdemeanor A, but it's something.
Jail for
the only thing I got to say about that is, and you know I got something to say about it, is... The same thing they indicted, they waited all this time to indict him on. Mm-hmm. They had that same evidence when it happened. How come it took so long? What took you so long?
Well,
you had to watch the video one more time to make
sure
he was lying.
Well, let's look at her situation. She ended up dead, and we got people, you know, they're holed up with guns and everything.
Right. It's too much, girl. It's too much.
Once again, it's lovely coming back.
Sweet chariot.